Today is Tuesday, the 28th of January, the memorial of St. Thomas Aquinas, in the third week of Ordinary Time. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing Oculi Omnium in Te Sperant. The eyes of all turn to you in hope, O Lord, and you give them food in due season. You open your hand and fill every creature with blessing. As I listen, I too turn my attention, my eyes, my heart to God. Amid all the noise and activity around me, I hold myself in stillness, ready to accept what God has to give me. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Then the mother and brothers of Jesus came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
Why do you think it was that the mother and brothers of Jesus sent to him and were calling him? Why were they trying to speak to him? Look at Jesus' response. Imagine that you're one of the crowd. How does it make you feel? Now imagine that you're Jesus' mother or one of his brothers. How do you feel now? Now, listen to the passage again. Is there one phrase in the text that sums it all up for you? What is that phrase?
Then the mother and brothers of Jesus came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
Finally, bring together all the thoughts and feelings that this passage has aroused in you, and make them into a prayer, and address that prayer to God, your Heavenly Father. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.